This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan family automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. And let's not forget, a big thank you goes out to them for helping keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And then like the page and jump in the chat room and converse with us, just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. All right. Joining us right now, we have got, you ready, Flip? Here I go. We have got Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Flip gives me the big thumbs up on that one, so there you go. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. So there you go. Wow. I'll tell you what. We just had an interesting Memorial Day yesterday. It was rather weird not being able to go to some of the military ceremonies that we normally have and participate. I'll tell you what, it's not the same without being able to go and have the different veterans groups that we have get together and had the people there with us and, you know, the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts and the Brownies and the military veterans and all that. It was kind of like everybody for himself yesterday.
Yeah, it did seem kind of weird. I think that, in my opinion, you have a much too much overkill as far as restrictions and things of that nature. I believe that wouldn't it haunt anything for there to be more of a structured, recognition of Memorial Day and some of the traditional things could have happened. It's just my opinion, though. But it was kind of different and kind of weird. But hopefully by next year things will be straightened out and that we can get back to normal.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned next year, because now I'm going to tell you something that we're hearing right now. There will be no public events, some people are saying, in some of these blue states until next year.
You know what, Captain? That's crazy. First of all, as the spring and summer heats up, the Corona China virus does die off, and that's normal for any virus and flu and all of that. They die off, and for them to maintain these restrictions is nothing more, in my opinion, than political grandstanding and political antics to continue to try to harm the economy, and it's a political jab at the president.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a concerted effort afoot to do anything that they can to hurt this president, anything at all that they can. And I think it's a fair assumption that they're not going to do anything to help him. So consequently, we have ourselves in a kind of like a catch-22 here, where we're out there doing the best we can with what we got, and they're out there doing the best they can to destroy what we got.
Yeah, and in fact, I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to try to do enough and to create enough harm that we could go into a depression in the coming months. I would not be surprised at all. But here's the thing. The American people, the majority of the American people are not stupid. They understand what's going on. They know that Trump is not at fault for any economic setbacks that may occur or may, you know, be exacerbated by what the Democrats are doing. We just have to remember that. And at the same time, the Republicans have to do their job to stand up, stand with the president, and get on with better messaging during this campaign season.
Yeah, Cousin Benny is saying it was a lonely day for him up there because he lives out in the boonies and there wasn't much of anything going on anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's not right. We're a country that we get together, we have our celebrations, and we recognize our heroes on Memorial Day. You know, they're going to try to squash down Independence Day celebrations, and I think that is very wrong. It's going to be steaming hot, and there'll be very little of the virus by that time, but yet so many things are already shut down, museums and things of that nature, no big concerts. And what I'm talking about, for example, the Cleveland Orchestra, they have an annual 4th of July or Independence Day, huge celebration. Out in the open, and something like that, even those kinds of traditions are being canceled. And I think that's all, a lot of that is politically motivated.
Well, you ever been on the mall in Washington, D.C. for the 4th of July?
I have. It's steaming hot, and it's going to be much too
hot
for any virus.
And a nice concert and all that sort of stuff. And
I've been there.
I have not heard that they're going to have that.
And it's a shame, Captain. It is a doggone shame.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, we'll tease this because we're going to be coming in from a break here. Matter of fact, here comes the music in my ear now. The other thing is, folks, is that will the GOP move their convention out of Charlotte, North Carolina with this rift that we've got going now with the Democratic governor in North Carolina who's saying, well, they're going to rely on science and statistics to be able to do whatever, and they're not going to do anything if we can't, since we can't do it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, we're up in Newport Richey on Saturday and had a great time up there. Met a lot of great people. And thank you for coming out, turning out, and getting some of that great Craig Gross Patriots barbecue as well that we had up there. All right. We're going to get going right now with the Ron Edwards Notebook, and then we'll be right back to tell you about Moss Nissan.
So now you can benefit at the expense of others as a Corona China Virus contact tracer. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants the Wolverine State to hire lots of people as contact tracers to speed up the process to connect to the public. According to Josh Mulhard, who's director of the Global Health Policy at Kaiser Family Foundation, recently told NPR Radio, if you get them to self-quarantine before they are infectious, then you've essentially stopped the transmission of the Corona China virus. One of the possible ideas being bandied about is taking people out of their homes and carting them off to medical detention centers if they have the Corona China virus. That is draconian, which is just plain evil, especially since there is an effective treatment known as hydroxychloroquine. The fact that Governor Whitmer and others would even think about snatching children out of their homes should put all sovereign citizens on high alert and willing to stand their ground. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, well, that's Ron Edwards, and that's his latest. And by the way, as I said, this part of a program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, this is a great time of the year, and with people getting out and about, jumping into cars, going where they need to go, a couple things that you should know about. First of all, need to get an oil change, need to get your tires changed, need to get the brakes done or something like that. Well, if you happen to be active duty military, if you happen to be a veteran, a first responder, or if you're a doctor, a nurse, or if you're a church pastor, you get 20% off all your service work done at Moss Nissan at any one of their locations. Now, you'll also get free valet service and complimentary cleaning and sanitizing of your vehicle using OmniShield at no charge to you. So, Tampa, 11001 North Florida. Not only the Moss Nissan dealer, but the Moss Acura dealer that's there. Also, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 and 54, and Crystal River on U.S. 19. Stop by today. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And by the way, the website again, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you another $500 on your vehicle should you decide to purchase a new or used vehicle. Tell them off the bat, though, when you walk in there, say, hey, the captain sent me. And then that way they know that you're going to get, they're going to get another $500. You're going to get another $500. All righty. Well, let's go over here. And, okay, we got a caller calling in here, Mr. Ron. Let's find out what the caller would like to say. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for my call, Derek and Samal. Good morning, Mr. Ron.
Good morning.
Real quick, I hope everybody had a memorable and blessed Memorial Day for all, for those who gave their full measure of devotion. With that said, you guys were talking about just the previous segment regarding how odd and weird and foreign it felt to be removed from even the simple act of remembering and visitation of a dead person.
It did.
I'm talking bluntly. I'm talking bluntly, so maybe to help hit the nail and hit the point here. I believe that this is the point of all of this, is to remove everyone from that which they are familiar with, for to all become foreign to everyone, because if you can remove people from their interactions and remembering their history and their humanity, that way it becomes easier to control a herd. And you see, Mr. Rod just spoke regarding the draconian measures. It's not, in my opinion, yes, it is draconian measures that are being taken, particularly in Michigan, and ironically, the Wolverine. Okay, you know, everybody's got their little state motto and state bird and state animal and stuff. I get that and everything. But I guess my point is, gentlemen, is that this is going to continue, and that it is going, the next wave is already everyone for the next wave. And I feel that it will be blamed on people like us who want to remember and continue traditions. And that's all I got to say. And thank you for taking my call and simplify.
It is a tradition, and to suddenly take something and just take it away, and you don't get the same. You know, one thing the veterans do is they honor our fallen. We do that. I mean, yep. We do it in the police department. We do it in the fire service. We do it in the military service. I mean, that's what we do, and that was taken away from us this year.
Well, Eric made very salient points. And what they're trying to do, this is part of a long-term orchestrated effort to remove us away from our traditions, from our normal American social habits, and family traditions, the whole nine yards, and getting us away from our history. This is a part of an orchestrated, as I said, long-term effort. He's absolutely spot on about that. And we, the American people, have to continue to remind ourselves, teaching our children, making sure that we do not forget in our own right what is great about this country. We ourselves have to make sure that we, when I see soldiers, for example, if I'm at the airport or wherever, I always make sure I go up to them and thank them and remember them while they're, and while they're still here with us. And show that appreciation. We have to teach our own history to our children. We have to take responsibility for our country. It's about we, yeah, the people, and taking responsibility so that they don't get away with killing our great tradition.
If I'm wearing one of my veteran shirts or one of my veterans caps and I walk up to soldiers and I want to say thank you to them, they're saying thank you to me before I get a chance to say anything. And I said, no, wait a minute, I didn't come up here for that. I'm up here to say it to you. But let's talk for a second about this Charlotte, North Carolina thing. This is really bothering a lot of people because it's obvious that the Democratic governor doesn't want that convention in Charlotte.
Yeah, and he's an idiot. First of all, you're talking about $1 billion of economic blessing to whatever city that it's in, and if they don't want it, screw them. Move it to Florida, move it to Tampa, whatever. You guys will do a great job.
Speaking for myself and the radio audience, we'd love to have it here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and it can happen. You guys know how to do stuff, and if that Democrat governor is that stupid, man, and he turns away the Republicans. It's not right. So I think they should go ahead anyway. Just move it. They don't need the attitude. They don't need just to deal with those Democrats. Move it and be done with it. I don't believe in sticking around where you're not wanted, and it's a better place anyway. Move on. Have it in Florida.
Yeah, I agree. And, folks, I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Okay, now, Joe Biden made his first public appearance in more than 2.5 months, and he looked, I didn't realize that he had bigger ears than Mickey Mouse, first of all, because he had a mask that didn't fit him. When you put a mask on and it pulls your ears forward, okay, that's a little clue that the mask you got isn't adjusted right.
Well, his mind isn't adjusted right, so it all fits together. I saw that when he was there. Yeah, I just think that's just crazy. You're walking around with this mask on, and it's just pandering, political pandering. It's a useless enterprise to wear these. You're sucking in your own carbon dioxide, and it's not a healthy thing. You're not blocking. You're not doing anything. You're walking around with a black mask on to drop off a wreath and go back to where you come from. I think it was just pandering.
We've got a lingering side effect coming from the extended stay in place. Remember, people were talking about mental health and this, that, and the other?
Correct.
Here's the latest stat that's popping out. Divorce rates are expected to skyrocket amidst the lockdowns because people are arguing about what they always argue about, money.
That's true, but I think there's and I've seen in other areas, families are coming closer together. I know families that, they're working from home, my neighbors, and they're very appreciative of the time that they've got to spend with their children. They're much closer. And I don't know. It depends on how you look at it and whatever.
All right, got to run. We'll talk to you on Thursday. So you stay out of trouble up there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that governor's got you on a short leash up there in Michigan. I know that. Yeah, I'm just kidding. All right, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And Brooke Emery is coming aboard to talk about what Brooke talks about America about. But she's Brooke Talks America. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she's listening to us along with her husband Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on our affiliate up there, 1330 WLBB. That's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to all the guys and gals at Fort Benning. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show, because they're back and better than ever. I'll be there Saturday down at the Port Charlotte Fairgrounds, the Charlotte County Fairgrounds in Port Charlotte. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to about 1 or 2 p.m. in the afternoon. They'll be there Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st, both days 9 to 3. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to a Two Guys Gun Show, you need to go, because they've got a great selection of not only new, modern, up-to-date guns, but also antiques. And they've got tactical equipment such as knives and swords and that sort of thing. Antiques, there are a lot of different antiques. And you can trade in if you want. You can swap if you want. You can meet me if you want. And I'll be down there at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds in Port Charlotte Saturday on the 30th of May. All righty. Here she is, the little redhead that's fiery, ready, locked and loaded to go. And that would be Brooke Emery. Hello, hello.
Good morning. And you know this.
Yeah, I can't help but notice you glow in the dark.
Love that. I love that.
Now let's get going here, because you've heard my conversation that I've been having here, and I don't want to come across as a big boo-hoo and all that sort of stuff, because yesterday, I mean, I got out and I got about and I did some things, but it wasn't quite the same as it normally has been. You know, normally you wear a little bit of some military garbs because you're going somewhere to do something or speak or whatnot, and you do what you're going to do, but then it's like there's nobody there. It's not the same. You don't have other veterans there. I mean, it's just it was a strange circumstance. It was kind of like walking into a ghost town in a certain way in a cemetery, because I can tell you, having gone to Sarasota National Cemetery in Bay Pines just countless times, the people weren't there like they usually are, and the flags weren't on all the graves either, and that really miffed me.
No, and it's part of what Eric was talking about. You know, I spend Memorial Day in mourning myself. I generally, I'll do an event, but then I'll come home and I kind of spend it reflecting on, I'm a civilian. I'm not a military. You know, I've never been in the military, but I understand that my freedom has come at a very, very heavy cost. You know, and I'd like to always recognize, you know, they will never get a parade, but there are many people who have fought valiantly abroad and then committed suicide at home.
That's right.
So, you know, they don't get the, you know, the recognition because of the way, you know, but it's like what was said before. We're at a very, very dangerous point in this country, because here's the thing. That is part of taking away the traditions, exactly what was said earlier. Easter, we couldn't go to church. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This 4th of July will already be closed. They never let a crisis go to waste. It is the absolute, by any means necessary, policy. Okay, that's how they operate. They're going to take this as far as they possibly can. They will destroy the economy. Where are these economies still shut down? Blue states.
Right,
okay, Virginia,
right.
Pennsylvania, Michigan, okay? But here's the thing, and there will be violence over the summer. They're probably counting on that as well. They don't understand that they are in danger, okay? The people that are actually doing this in the blue states, that are running those blue states, they themselves are in danger, because they're going to push the American populace too far. There's a song, you know, like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. That's a song from the 80s, and that's really what's happening. Okay, what you talked with Chris about the shootings in Chicago and St. Louis, that's going to be all over the place. And it's going to be, that kind of violence is going to goes on anyways, but it's going to be worse. It's going to be hot and people are not going to have anything to do. This is what they're counting on. The problem is we can all say, okay, we'll go out and vote, but there is too much time in between voting, so they can destroy the entire state and local and municipalities by that time. And then what do you have? So you have the burning embers of a once great state, city, or, you know, county, and then what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So they will burn down their own house with themselves in it in order to, you know, get Trump and destroy America. I'm not really sure what the answer is, other than something that I probably can't say on the air.
Well, the answer is to not follow the leader, the example of these people. Somebody has to lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. And we need to have rational thinking people with rational ideas, not this off the wall. Well, we can't do this because we're all going to die. That's a bunch of nonsense. My God.
Well, everybody needs to open their businesses tomorrow. Today, every single person in America who owns a business needs to open the businesses, every single one of them. I don't care what it is.
And here's the other thing.
You can keep the strip clubs closed, but...
Yeah, actually, the strip clubs, I think... No, wait a minute, they are closed. Okay, never mind. I was going to say I thought they were open because there was one that was lit up the other night, but I think it was just the night lights on the building when I drove by it. It was in the morning when I was coming off the air on Saturday. But anyway, the thing I was going to say is I went by some of those strip malls, and there wasn't a store open in a strip mall. Now, the malls were open, but some of the little places, they were either closed because they were closed, or they were closed because they were out of business. I couldn't tell what the difference was.
Well, and not only that, see, this what has been open the entire time? The stores that sell stuff from China.
Right.
So another thing that ought to be investigated, I don't know how you get this information, but whoever wrote the pandemic shutdown plan, mm-hmm. whether it's Soros, whether it's Gates, mm-hmm. whoever wrote it needs to be hanged for treason.
Yeah, well, hold on a minute. We got a caller. I want to see if this is who I think it is. Is this my question asker?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Make it quick. Make it quick.
Okay. Is it about time for a constitutional convention?
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, and, okay, well, you answered it real quick, so that's okay. The only thing is that in order to have a constitutional convention, we're about 16, maybe 17 states short.
Well, elections have consequences now, don't they?
Here's the ultimate deal,
okay? We're in this position in America because complacency is the enemy of liberty. Every day. You must fight for your freedom and for your liberty. This should be a wake-up call to everybody. This election coming up is, in fact, the biggest of our lifetime. This will determine what kind of country we have going forward. The people that have their children at home, teach your children history. They're not going to do it in the schools. Learn, if you knew what they were teaching your kids, even the most, you know, attentive parents, they're teaching your kids the most subversive, mm-hmm. insane stuff. This is a time to reorganize your own families because it starts at the home. So take advantage of the opportunities to change the course in your own house, and then you can send it on. Get together with other parents. Make it happen. But every business in America, I don't care what, should open today, regardless. They can't arrest everybody. They won't. You need a person who's gonna lead, and that's everybody. You are that person.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Eric is chiming in. He's saying, she's on it. People now are already posting and saying that encountering a person not wearing a mask and like a shooter pointing a gun at them. Absolutely every single day is Patriot Day. Okay, well, there's Eric. He's agreeing.
Yeah, no, and the thing that's so crazy, this is what people don't understand. If everybody's wearing a mask, how are you going to identify criminals when
True.
They go into a store or
True.
When they rob you or when they do other things? This, what's happening is absolutely insane. Now, we yeah. probably won't be able to stop that part
of
it.
Let me ask you, when the banks open, you know, are we going to still be wearing masks? Because one of the policies in the bank is
Bingo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
Bingo. Yep. It's the disorganization, and as you said earlier off air, the fundamental transformation of America.
That's what it is.
He wasn't able to do it when he was in office, but he chipped away at different things like the military.
You're right.
The stuff that was done by Obama in the military was completely by design. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with military readiness. It had to do with social experiment in the military. You know, so all of it needs to be, I hope it's not too late. I mean, the Chinese infiltration in our colleges and universities, and probably even in our military. We have former Pentagon officials who work with China
right.
and sell military intelligence. It's crazy.
Gotta go. So I'll tell everybody what it is you do, and I'll talk to you again next week. Okay, Brooke Talks America. You can catch her on the radio Saturday nights, 7 p.m., Brooke Talks America. And BrookTalksAmerica.com, I believe, is the correct website if you want to find out more about her and read her great articles over there, too. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Now it's time to take a look at the beach and boating forecast. Well, today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, we're going to have some lighter winds. It's not going to be as gusty as what it was yesterday or the day before. We still will have some scattered storms a little bit later on in the day, it looks like. Winds will start out of the east, then they'll turn around to the southwest, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a light chop with waves about 2 to 3 feet. Our Gulf and our Bay water temperature both at 81 degrees. And we had our low tide at 4:04 and our high tide's coming about noon time today. Now keep in mind, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. The Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise amongst all the Freedom Boat Clubs in the country. Now, we have got right here in our backyard 30 locations and over 500 boats, and the locations are getting bigger. We're growing out of the Freedom Boat Club here. Now, there's 213 locations across the country.
213. Think about that for a minute. And the best part of it is if you join the Freedom Boat Club right now, right here, you get the chance to save $1,000 off the membership fee. And you'll get a month free on your membership, too. Then you can use the reciprocity to go just about anywhere in the 213 affiliate system across the country. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. That's what it is. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D. And you can have a great time in the water, too, with your friends and family and sun sanitize while you're at it. So, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, if you were going to go out and take the family truckster or an RV and go across the country, then maybe what you need to do if you got any of that funny money left is invest it in a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy our beautiful water all year long. Now, you can also finance your membership in the Freedom Boat Club because it's all about you. It's all about keeping you, the customer, happy and giving you the best possible alternative to actually owning a boat without all the work. All you do is make a reservation, fill out your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, and you're soaking up the beautiful Florida sunshine, too, and sun sanitizing. So give Freedom Boat Club a call today. Their number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Or go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Remember to tell them the captain sent you. 213 locations across America. Alrighty, let's take a look here at where we're at right now, because Brooke brought up a lot of points, and a lot of people I know. I talked to a number of people yesterday in my travels, and it just didn't quite seem the same being out there going to some of these places that are revered and not seeing the same response that you did before. Now, the social distancing was alive and well yesterday, because one of the things they told us when we went to the National Cemetery was, maintain your space, and if you have face masks and you get closer, you'll need to wear the face mask, and blah, 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 and said the other, and I thought to myself, I said, yep, sure, right, uh-huh. So all we did was we kept our distance away from the majority of the people, and there you go. But it is something that you have to remember. You know, we know we're all in this together. It's to the point to where the fundamental transformation of America is still going on by those that can do it. The deep state, the swamp, call it whatever you want, they're still there. They're still trying to do anything they can to upset the apple cart and to try to create a rift in America. Well, the rift in America is going to be them when we vote them the hell out of office again. And clean house some more. Because these people aren't acting in the best interest of the United States of America. You know, when did you ever think you'd go to a national cemetery and not see flags on every grave? When did you ever think that? I've never seen that till yesterday. And it really rubbed me the wrong way when I saw it. That they didn't allow the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, whatever it was, whoever was going in there. Or maybe the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts decided they didn't want to. I don't know. But I've never seen that. And it was troublesome. But we'll get it straightened around right quick, as I like to say, back out there in the boonies. We'll get it. We'll get it. Cousin Vinny, you're in on this too. But a matter of fact, I'm gonna sign the whole darn chat room up there right now. Let me see. I'm gonna sign up Eric and Brooke and Cousin Vinny and Al and Kyle and Steve and Richard the Marine and Greg and Sam the Paper Man and Amanda and Karen and Sue. You guys are all signed up. We're going to get out there and we're going to make sure the next time around that this does not happen. And the next time around is Veterans Day, by the way. Remember Veterans Day? Yeah, and Eric, you're right. The next thing they're going to try to do is stuff the ballot box. I know that. And I think everybody that's figured anything out knows that by what they've been seeing they've been trying to do. You know, how do you send 80 ballots to the same address and not get it back? Not get back that you got a problem going on. Good morning, Christine. You're involved too. We'll get you in the Army. Yeah. I agree with you, Christine. And Flip, yeah, you're right, too. Okay, well, we got Flip in this. Okay, well, we'll get our own darn brigade going there to try to do it right. Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to get out there and do it all, because I can't, but we can't let this happen again. We just can't. It's just not right. Oh, by the way, before I have to run, let me tell you about my buddies down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they've been around for a number of years. It's a great business, great hometown business, very patriotic. They do great things for the country, and especially our military and first responders, because you always get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, get it right. And all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that can't do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. When you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck, that's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And don't forget, give him a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Great patriotic business, tremendous people to always there when you need them. Always there when you need them. And George, the Godfather, I want to appreciate you, my friend, for all the good things you do for the community. You're a rock, and we appreciate you, everything you do, believe me. And again, to the people in the chat room, to the people who have been listening tonight, it is all about we the people here in this program. That's what we do. We are America on steroids on this show. So we let you know that we have the power. If we use it at the voting booth, we have the power. We can change this country and get rid of these people that are trying to make it miserable for us. It's just that simple. So, I'll see you all tonight on the radio. Everybody have yourself a great day. And remember, stay safe, stay healthy. God bless.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.